Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free. 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as I broadcast live and in living color tomorrow's news tonight from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, in my Moss Family Automotive Studio, to great radio stations all across America, as well as across the Caribbean. Hello down there, AM 1000, and around the world via the internet and on online streaming via the satellite, too. Now, a special shout out always goes to our military men and women, wherever they happen to be, to our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital and ER wound workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too. Thank you for keeping all of us free and safe. And we appreciate everything you guys and gals are doing. By the way, the Coast Guard Medical Service is pretty much leading the way, along with the government, along with other medical detachments in the service, on this coronavirus stuff, and they're right there in the middle of it. Now, to all the people working on the Third Watch, whoever, however you happen to be, wherever you happen to be doing it, thank you very much for the great job you do keeping America rolling along. And to everybody working in the oil industry, I know it's a little rough right now. I know oil starts out today. West Texas crude, $28 a barrel. I know that's a little bit rough, but, you know, the wholesale price of gasoline, hey, Flip, hold on to your ears. The wholesale price of gasoline is 69 cents a gallon today. Without the taxes on it, without the delivery charges attached to it, the wholesale price of gasoline dropped 21 cents a gallon yesterday. Now, it usually takes a couple weeks for that to show its face at the pumps. We'll see what happens. But right now, there's no reason anywhere in my home state for gasoline to be above $2 a gallon anywhere, just because of what I just told you. Now, don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website, and also follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and we're also on Twitter at Captain's America. Well, I'm going to say the pledge, and then we'll get going here. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we do emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, if you want to opine, the number is 877-969-8600, 877-969-8600. This is the part of the program where we open up the lines and let the people call in and chat with us, do whatever. But the thing of it is we need to understand that this situation we find ourselves in right now, it is, ladies and gentlemen, and don't let anybody kid you, it is a man, yeah, you're right, Flip. It is a manufactured crisis that's being exemplified by the mainstream media. You remember I told you what CNN got caught doing over the weekend, talking about, oh, there's going to be this quarantine, stay in your house, you won't be able to go anywhere, oh, the federal government. No, they didn't say it. It was made up and contrived by a bunch of other people that put it in there to make it sound like it was a mainstream news story, and it wasn't. The whole thing was a damn lie. And then yesterday, in the middle of everything, here comes James Scudo, CNN, in the afternoon, and he repeats the lie again.
that a national quarantine was imminent. We were going to have to all stay in our homes. We weren't going to be able to go anywhere for 2 weeks. We needed to stock up now. We needed to buy everything. We needed to put things in our house because oh, it's going to be so bad. These are the people that are creating the hysteria. And what you got to do is turn them off. And I'm talking about CNN. They're leading the way. Right behind them is MSNBC. Used to be the other way around, but all of a sudden CNN wants to be the leader in the clubhouse with the anti-Trump charge and make up all this other crap and all that. Fine, let them have at it. But guess what? When they do that, we're going to tell you what they're doing. And then it's up to you. I don't have control of your dial, but there's no reason for you to be listening or watching CNN when they do that stuff intentionally. And we know they're doing it, and they know we're watching, and they know we're going to catch them, and they know we're going to report it. Just like I told you, Jim Scudo yesterday got out there and told the lie all over again. Now, one of the things about being on the radio, and television for that matter, is everybody has a reputation of some sort. Either you do things in the right way, or you do things in the wrong way, or maybe you're a little offbeat, or maybe you're a little bit this way or that way. But I wear the title American, Christian, conservative, independent, patriot, veteran, proudly. And by proudly, I mean proudly. All right, hey, I got my world-famous professor emeritus that's going to get caught up in a break, but that's okay. Dan the Man up in Lafayette, what's up?
You know, I think for the first time in American history, local and state government, as well as the federal government, really sees its true raw power domestically.
Probably.
I could almost see why some people are going off the cliff on this, but when they can tell you, stay home.
Mm-hmm.
Only hang around in small groups.
Mm-hmm.
They tell the restaurant, close. Only drive through. I mean, you're not very far from martial law.
All right, but stick, hang in there. Here comes the music. Hang in there. You want to hang out, Ian?
Yeah, sure.
Right, hang
will.
In there. Okay, good. All right, I'll be right back with Dan, and I think I know where he's going with this. And yeah, there's some people going, well, we're going to have martial law. Not exactly, but we're not far away. Dan is right. We'll explain when we come back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, it's my little buddy, Mike Gallagher, and I call him my little buddy because he's a little bit smaller than I am. He thinks he's big. I'm bigger than he is. And his studio is right around the corner from where I'm at here at my flagship station here in Tampa, Florida. But this portion of the program brought to you by Relief Factor. Now, that is Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son team up there in Seattle, Washington. They do a bang-up job, and I will tell you this. When I first heard about them 3 years and 11 months ago, I was really suffering with some arthritis pain, not only in my back where they fused my spine, but also my ankle where they had replaced my ankle because I'd almost lost my foot at the ankle during the World Trade Center episode. And they took care of it. I mean, I took the stuff because I heard my buddy Mike Gallagher talking about it, and I said, well, what the hell, $20, let's see what happens. Because it's still $19.95, the same thing as it was before, the quick start for 3 weeks. So I took it. It worked. Bottom line is, if it worked for me, it might work for you too. Because if you're suffering from arthritis, back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, muscle aches, general pain in general, then please go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, and look at that little $19.95 box that's there. Click on it. You'll get a little short video that tells you what's in it, how it works, the fact that it's $19.95, 3 week quick start. If it doesn't work, just tell them you don't want it, and that's it. End of story. And you're only out $20. But in the meantime, you got rid of the pain, because in 80% of the cases, the people rebuy it because it does work. All right, relieffactor.com/captain. Let's go back to the Professor Emeritus up there in Indiana, Lafayette, Indiana. What's the weather like up there tonight, Mr. Dan?
Well, it's about 40 degrees, and it's kind of foggy drizzle.
Okay.
It's not too bad for the middle part of March.
Okay,
we're supposed to get some snow at the end of the week, if you can believe that.
Okay, well, we were talking during the break, and I just want to throw one more thing out there, because this is phenomenal. For me to be able to say these numbers to the people, they ought to get an idea that there's some good times and some bad times with this. First of all, it's not a good time to be in the oil business, but West Texas crude dropped down to $28.70 a barrel, starts out the day today. Brent crude, $30.05 a barrel, starts out the day today, and Dan, the wholesale price of gasoline without adding any tax or any delivery is 69 cents a gallon from the refinery.
Well, you know, the three enemy industries of the Democrats, tobacco, coal, and oil, and it's a lot like tobacco, how really cheap oil is. But after you put state gas tax on there, you know.
And the federal.
And the federal tax. You're looking at about $1.40 a gallon in tax, all total.
Well, it depends on the state you're in, Dan, because...
Yeah, it does. In the north, it's a little higher. California, it's sky high. We're the second... Our gas tax is the second highest in the country here in Indiana, only after California.
Yeah, and California's a buck and a quarter. They just added to it.
Yeah, well, it's, freeze-thaw here. You're always having to resurface roads, fix potholes. A lot of times you don't see that stuff in Florida and the rest of the South. But in the North, that's all you do is fix roads here.
Yeah, I know. Well, let's go back to what we're talking about here. Obviously, we're under the 15-day plan.
Right. One of the things we said off air was that starting this month, you're going to see more and more Americans starting to live off of credit cards just to survive.
Yep.
Because a lot of these people, they're not been officially laid off. They've been officially told to go home until further notice. And one of the things, and you probably, like a lot of other Americans, you're seeing a lot of credit card solicitations come in your mailbox from banks you've never heard of before.
Dan, I got three of them. I got three of them, Dan, on Saturday, and I got three of them again, Dan, on Monday. I'd never heard of them before.
I got six on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And only one I've ever heard of. I don't like using credit cards myself. Use them when I travel a little bit. One was from Goldman Sachs, Marcus.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah. And, you know, but I think when you watch CNBC or Fox News, a lot of the pundits come on and they think it's going to be a V-shaped downturn and recovery, that we're going to bounce right back from this.
Yeah.
And we're not. We're going to bump along on the bottom for a long time to come. You got to get people. It's like trying to start the grid again once it goes down. The bigger the grid, the harder it is to pump electricity through those wires and turn the electric back on. This is going to make the Great Recession look like small potatoes.
But it's not going to be, but for the older audience that's out there that remembers their mothers or fathers, or maybe they even went through it, the Great Depression, this isn't going to be anything at all like that.
Like that. No, I just talked to my dad last week when I was in Alabama when he was a kid during the Great Depression. They ate large sandwiches. It was so...
One day a week.
Get it.
Or, I'm sorry, one day a week. One day they had a sandwich. Every day they had like one sandwich, period.
That was it.
My dad used to stand on a street corner. My dad used to stand on a street corner in Buffalo, New York, and sold apples for a nickel apiece.
But one of the things I said prior to the break, I don't want to sound like some weirdo. I don't think we're going to go to martial law.
No.
But what I'm trying to get a point across, now that local and state government, and to a certain extent the federal government, realize how easy it is to make Americans conform. You know, don't leave your house. Don't go out in the public. Don't go to a restaurant. It's kind of like what they did in Italy.
Yep.
Italy shut down all its businesses but drug stores and grocery stores. And we're very close to that now.
Canada shut down the border.
But I think now that they've done it, you know, the slippery slope, well, this is easy to do.
Mm-hmm.
We can come up with all kinds of crises to make people stay home to conform to our dictates. And that's what I fear the most.
Yep. Well, Canada shut down their border, and I've got a friend that was in transit to Toronto with a load, and he is still sitting at Niagara Falls.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
Yep.
Excuse me. the U.S.-Canada border has always been kind of a weird thing, especially after Canada.
you want to take a glass of water or something?
Oh, yeah, I have to.
Yeah, well, see, I'm talking first to Dan. Go ahead, get a glass of water. I'll keep talking.
Okay.
All right, I'm talking to Dan the Man, everybody, up in Lafayette, Indiana. And, of course, Dan's got quite a background with him, having worked in a couple of different administrations, not only for presidents but also for the Congress and for the Senate. And he understands what it is that goes on. Plus, he's also done some work in the economic sector. And he now is up at a university in Indiana, where he definitely takes that experience that he's got and gets it out there. And I'm lucky to have him as a listener, let alone a friend. And he comes on and expounds some of the things that you can't hear anywhere else, because this is the kind of stuff you need to hear. And they're afraid to tell you. They're afraid to tell you the truth. And that's what we do here. We tell you the truth about everything that's going on, and we don't pull any punches. Sometimes the truth hurts, but we'll get through this. We'll get through this. We'll get over this, and we'll come back. And guess what? It'll be a little tougher for some than it will the others, but we will get through this. We will survive, and America will be great again. Not that we're not great already. Are you back yet, Dan?
Yeah, I'm back, and I think that one of the things Donald Trump probably knows better than any president is just what you said.
Yep.
Government itself is sometimes afraid to tell the truth.
Yep.
But they're not afraid to wield power.
No.
And that's where we have gotten so far away from what the Founding Fathers have written in the Constitution. Sometimes you have to tell Congress that we're in control of them, they're not in control of us.
Exactly.
And that balance has been so far to their side more than the average American. I think a lot of Americans don't even, they've had it so easy that they want to be taken care of, and they're more than willing to let some of their freedom slip away to Congress. And this is an episode that's kind of showing it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think the Wuhan virus is pretty serious, but I don't think it's going to be as lethal as what the media is describing it as.
Yeah.
I think a lot of it's got to run through its series throughout the
right.
country.
Hang on a second. Okay. Good morning, caller. Who's this, Nelson?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
And I just wanted to say I just congratulate this professor. Indiana has always been a staunch conservative state, and the idea is that this is a slippery slope, so slippery, and we're going to lose it if we are taken in by this hoax.
Yeah.
And I want to use that word hoax.
It is.
In the sense that it's being overplayed,
okay.
and so I just wanted to commend him for
all right,
that.
Thanks, Nelson. Got to let you go. All right, hey, Dan, can you stick around another segment?
Sure.
All right, hang on. All right, folks, we're going to call Dan over for another segment. I got some military news that he'd be interested to hear anyway here, because the military is very much involved in what's going on with the coronavirus. Their medical research teams have been up front and at it for going on well over a couple of months now. You're not being told the truth about that, and I'm going to tell you.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump says it could be July or August before the corona pandemic washes through the country. The president calling the virus an invisible enemy, which requires new guidelines to fight. Across the country, schools, restaurants, bars, and gyms closing as a precaution.
I just say this, we have an invisible enemy. We have a problem that a month ago nobody ever thought about. Nobody in the... This is a bad one. This is a very bad one. This is bad in the sense that it's so contagious.
Other headlines involving the coronavirus. 7 million people told to shelter in place in the San Francisco Bay Area. Major League Baseball opening day delayed until May. And as of this hour, 72 people have died from the virus here in the U.S. with more than 4,000 infections. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995.
NMLS number 1136.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Buddy, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is time for our military and veterans news with a little twist to it, because a lot of this is going to be coronavirus information, what the military is doing to help America. And believe me, they are at the middle of the battle, the tip of the spear. The medical services and the military, they are doing a bang-up job. And kudos to them for what they're doing. And we're going to tell you all about it here in a minute. Dan the Man is going to be right back with me. Here's more about national aviation.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
And we're back with Dan the Man from Lafayette, Indiana. And Dan, there's some very interesting news coming out about the military and their involvement in all of this coronavirus research and whatnot that people are not being told about. You want to hear some of this?
I love to hear it.
Well, a temporary military travel ban that was put in place to stop the spread of the novel coronavirus only applies to official permanent change of station and temporary duty assignment travel, according to the Department of Defense, the fact sheet that I have in my hand right now. Now, that means exactly what it says. People are going, well, I can't get home. I'm in Italy. That's nonsense. That's nonsense. You can get home, but guess what? You got to go through the medical stuff, right?
Correct.
All right, and it's no big deal. I mean, there were long lines when it started, I believe it was yesterday, but today, and as things progress a little bit, things will hopefully get better. In my opinion, I think they will. But in the meantime, something else is going on. There were going to be a lot of military medical cuts, and there were going to be cuts, retirees and people being told they're no longer needed and all that sort of stuff. Well, because this is an all hands on deck issue, and because we have a lot of people that have done, that have been anything from corpsmen to lab techs to doctors to nurses to whatever, orderlies, all those people are being retained for the good of the service. Remember when they did that? They'd rubber stamp you?
Right, I remember that.
Well, they're doing it now. They're doing it now.
Right.
So
a lot of those corpsmen are as knowledgeable and as effective as doctors.
Well, yeah.
Anybody?
Yeah, because they're trained to be the same thing as we were in the field, the fire medic. We were trained to do everything. And by the way, we had the radios. The doctors would tell us what to do, and we'd do it.
Correct. That's what, you know, the corpsmen, the Marines owe everything to their corpsmen, Navy corpsmen they have in the field.
Trust me, I know. I owe my life to a Navy corpsman who had the guts enough to fight his way up a hill with a bunch of Marines to find out who was alive on our hill. So there you go. But the Navy is, now one of the things that they might not have done on another day, but I guess they're doing it for the good of the country and Vietnam too, is they sailed our aircraft carrier, the Harry Truman sailed into Da Nang for a little R&R.
Right, that and I can't remember the name of the cruiser that was escorted it in, but yeah, they were there for 5 days. First time they were in Da Nang. The Navy's been in Da Nang since the end of the war. They've been to Cam Ranh Bay quite a few times, but this was the first time they've been at the naval base in Da Nang. And you know, Vietnam's well known for the Wuhan virus there.
Yeah.
Being that close to China, so I was kind of surprised that they would give R&R in a country like that, kind of freely go. But like you said off the air, that you know, they're going to get back on that ship.
14 days minimum out on the ocean.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're going to be self-quarantined.
Yep.
For the duration of that deployment.
Yep.
So, you know, they're going to be guinea pigs in a way. No. They're going to find out a lot about that virus by these sailors being in Vietnam and then going back to sea.
Now just some of the...
Everything will be well.
Yeah, just some of the other things the Navy is doing. Everybody remembers old Ironsides, right? The USS Constitution up there in Boston.
Right.
They shut that down. No more public tours. Museum has been shuttered until this thing is over with. And the Navy Reserve, they had a whole bunch of summer drills they had planned. That's not going to happen. The Navy also postponed the drills for most of their reservists for the next 2 months. That, according to Reserve Vice Admiral Luke McCollum. And the Air Force Academy, of all things, began dismissing cadets and students for coronavirus. Kids who were 4,000 cadets that were starting, some were starting to test positive, and they sent them away.
Yeah, my son's done for the year.
All right,
down in Alabama.
Let's take a call here. We've got Ian on the line. Let's find out what Ian has to. Okay, Mr. Ian.
Yeah, I got two things to say. First, I don't believe this thing "quote unquote" escaped or got loose from the laboratory. I did a month and a half ago. First, they threw this Wuhan the wet markets at us. Well, they've had wet markets over there for 5,000 years and never killed them because the Chinese got immunity to all that stuff. That was the first cover that went down. Then it was, oh, well, it escaped. Yeah, no, they let it escape. They let it, quote, unquote, escape, and they didn't care if it sacrificed some of their own people along the way. They're doing bio warfare on us. I believe that. I believe that to the depths of my soul. The Chinese are not stupid. They think in terms of centuries. And my second point is, it's going to cost the economy and everybody's losing money? No, it's not, because I can tell you how we can get that money. Just like the way Germany still gives Israel and Jews reparations from the Holocaust,
mm-hmm.
South Korea and Japan gets money from Japan, China gets money from Japan, Japan's still paying reparations for the war crimes it did in World War II.
Mm-hmm.
There's precedent to this. This originated in China. They owe us money.
Okay.
We need to get reimbursed for China. I believe that.
All right.
They owe us money big time,
and
we need to get it.
All right, thanks, Dan. By the way, let me expound on what he said. Do you remember the laboratory professor in Harvard that got arrested about, what, 3 months ago?
Yeah, I remember that.
Do you remember his lab assistant who turned out to be a second lieutenant in the Chinese Army?
That's not unusual.
Okay, well, she...
Find him on all college campuses.
But yeah. She skipped the country, went back to China. They have an arrest warrant out for her. They're never going to get her back. But they did arrest a guy at the Logan Airport who was another lab assistant who had a tray of vials, and in it he had the coronavirus research specimens with him, headed to China.
That's not unrealistic, and it's common. You can't explain this to normal people.
But he got arrested. He got arrested for that, and we haven't heard another word since then. What do you suppose that's all about?
You know, I wish I could tell you. I don't know if it's the federal government trying to hide this guy or try to pump information out of him. I wish I could tell you. If you were ever at a big research university today,
uh-huh.
you would be surprised how much that goes on.
Well, I'm not. I'm not. I know it goes on.
It's amazing. As far as Ian, what he said, yeah, I do believe it came out of the Biological Warfare Center
yep.
at Wuhan. No, and I think it was the Chinese never cared about their own people. If they lost 50 million, it wouldn't be a big thing with the PRC.
No, and they've been known to experiment on their own people before, too, by the way.
But they have a pretty poor electrical grid in that part of China. And
mm-hmm.
In July, August, and 1st of September, that biological center had a lot of electrical failures, and it could have got out easy. I do believe that somebody walked out with it on them. And what you see now is the result of that.
Well, they caught the guy was headed on an airplane to go to China with the vial, with the cases with him, with the little vials in there, and he was a lab tech, and he was headed to China from the Harvard campus, from that lab that was there. That was the one they caught. How about the ones they didn't?
Oh, there's been tens of thousands that same kind of things that have happened. Tens of thousands. You know, the Confucian Institute alone took a lot, and the industrial espionage that went on at college campuses on the intellectual properties, especially IT, computer science, information that went back to China, it's phenomenal, and it's like you never hear about it on the media, you never read about it in papers, but it's been there, and the sad part about it, it's been there for 30 years.
By the way,
recently,
here comes the music, and I want to say that Alan Nebraska is telling me that his son at Fort Carson has been given a 30-mile radius travel restriction. They can't go more than 30 miles off base.
That's something.
All right.
I hear the music, Captain, and I will talk to you later on in the week.
All right. Thanks, Dan. I appreciate it. That's Dan the Man, and we really appreciate him. Well, caller, hang on there, caller. I'll get to you in a minute. All right, I'll be right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going to stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Roll truck, roll down the interstate. Grab another gear for another day's pay. 5 weeks on the road's been rough. Two more to go before he can let up.
that's Leland Martin up there somewhere. And by the way, he can't get back into the U.S. of A. If he's up there in Canada, he's stuck because they closed down the border. They closed down the border. Nobody's getting into Canada unless they got reason to be there. Nobody's coming back out. Oh, well. Now, today's Truckers Highway and Byway Report for this hour brought to you by the pilot and the Flying J closest to you. Stop on by there. Get yourself a free cup of coffee. Tell them the captain sent you. All right, here we go. We got snow in the west. And middle part of Oregon, up above, up above Reno and Sacramento, you've got a winter storm warning in the mountains right there. You've got a winter storm warning, which is coming over into Reno, up over Truckee, down towards Auburn Hills, and snow out east of Reno a little ways. Snow down through the Sierra Nevadas tonight. Snow over to Redding, up and down I-5 over there in the northern part of California. Snow in the central part of Nevada tonight as you come up out of the high desert of Las Vegas and head north. You'll find it up on the rocks when you climb up out of Las Vegas. And then got some snow over in Arizona tonight, just a light patch of snow. Winter storm watch, by the way, Flagstaff could get some more. Colorado, it's coming your way. It's not there yet, but it's coming your way. You might see it tomorrow or the next day for sure. And up there in the eastern part of Wyoming, winter storm watch in southwestern South Dakota and the western part of Nebraska. And Al, it looks like as if you're going to get some snow there in the not-too-distant future, so get the shovel handy. They got some rain in the south-central part of Kansas tonight, also south and central of Missouri. You've got some fog in the panhandle of Oklahoma, all over into the eastern part of New Mexico, and on down the Texas-New Mexico line, down through Lubbock, all the way down towards Midland, Texas tonight. Some fog along the Gulf Coast in Texas, from about Galveston to Houston. And way, way, way up north in Michigan, you've got some cold and inclement weather up there, way up north of Green Bay, almost into Canada. That's the Upper Peninsula. They call it the UP. All right, and very patiently waiting on the telephone line, we've got our friend Mel up in Saratoga Springs. And Mel, what's the weather like there in balmy Saratoga Springs?
Yeah, balmy. It's 33. It says it feels like 25. They're calling for a rain snow mix today. Probably not going to get any accumulation at all, but it's going to get something falling out of the sky or both. 49 high, and then overnight, which will be Wednesday morning of 28. So we're not out of it yet, but I think we're on the downfly though, Captain.
Good.
As far
good.
As our winter goes.
What's that in mind?
Chinese professors who are here and administrators and these colleges here in this country, you know, I guess you'd have to expect that there's some shenanigans going on, but not only that, within the Chinese culture on both sides of the, on both coasts, like out in San Francisco, Manhattan over here where I'm at, in Chinatown, there's got to be an infrastructure like an avenue of traffic where these things are coming in and out of the country.
Uh-huh.
We have mentioned as far as like the stuff that they're making over there that people are here getting hooked on drug wise. But
China for years. I mean, they were the drug capital of the world that came in out of there.
Yeah.
Yep.
And as far as these other, like this coronavirus and these other chemicals or whatever they're using to, the viruses, these germs and things like that they could use upon us, or just to have it where you can get from a university back to China, from China it back over here,
uh-huh,
through those communities. You got them in California, you got them on the East Coast, you got them on the West Coast. So it's not like they don't have ways of getting their goods in and out of here without having to go through the ways that normal people travel. They get in here, you know, under the radar, and they got their, like I said, they got their communities where they can hide these things
right
until it's time to move. So it's like, you know, the FBI, CIA, I'm hoping these people are on this, which the arrests
that they've already had, and the one that, like you said, the woman who shot out of the country went back to China.
She was a Chinese Army second lieutenant. Mm-hmm.
Right, so she must have been feeling the heat from our government that they were about to close in on her, and she skedaddled and got out of here. So, I think our government's on it, but this coronavirus.
All right, Al, listen to me. Mel, I got to let you go because I got Denise on the line.
Yeah. Take care.
All right, thanks, Mel. That's some very good points. Okay, and that's Mel in Saratoga Springs with some very good points. Okay, let's jump on over here. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com is with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
So yesterday, one of the people that volunteered to get a flu shot in Seattle got a flu shot, the COVID-19 vaccine, first one in the country. Don't know what's going to happen there, but we're all going to be watching with bated breath, right?
Actually, there were four people that were administered the vaccine. And this is done under the Kaiser Permanente research facility there. The reason they're using Seattle is because, obviously, Washington State was the worst hit.
Right.
Now, the very first shot, actually, of the four, because they've got 53 volunteers, she's a 44-year-old woman. So the vaccine... This one is one of at least 35 companies that are developing vaccines, but this one is called the mRNA-1273, developed by the National Institute of Health and the Massachusetts-based technology company called Moderna. Again, there are several others that are doing it. Now, this will go under some intense surveillance. To see, because I mean, this is, it went through the lab animals, that was fine. So this is now just a test. They don't know how long this is going to take, but this one, this very first one is actually a two-step vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
So there will be what is known as a booster, I think, that will be given in 30 days.
Mm-hmm.
So, this is very positive. If you don't think that things aren't in the pipeline, they are clearly in the pipeline.
They've been in the pipeline for months. Mm-hmm.
Well, yep. I mean, as far as manufacturing these vaccines, yes. But mm-hmm. the other piece, which is in part of what I just sent to you, is there is yet another drug that we have known about since World War II
mm-hmm.
that has been resurrected. It was actually developed in 1934 by a scientist in Germany with the Bayer Company.
Right.
And it is called chloroquine. Mm-hmm. And they've had some very successful use when they used that, and there's also a hydroxychloroquine that was used for SARS. Now, SARS is, in fact, part of COVID-19.
Yep.
So the point is that there's a lot of things in process here. So as far as the doom and gloom goes, it's fine to be prepared for doom and gloom, but there's very good news on the other side.
That's exactly correct, and that's what I've been trying to tell people, that things are going on behind the scenes that we aren't aware of. They've been going on for a while, and I'm putting this in the chat room so the chat room can see what it is we're talking about. There's 73 people in there, and 73 people now have advance notice of what you just said. But the thing of it is that there's are things going on, and we just need to sit back and be patient and just let nature take its course here.
Well, I mean, the president came out yesterday and is really saying, hey, United States, we really need to kind of shut down and quarantine ourselves for 2 weeks. It's going to hurt, and it may be longer, but let's look at this two-week window.
Get ready for the drive-in at McDonald's. Here comes the music. You got to hold on there. Okay, I'll be right back with more. And when we come back, we'll tell you what the fast food restaurants are doing, because get ready for the drive-thru.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.